It's Major Lazer and DJ Snake that's on your radio. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. 7:34 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. As you know, we've been talking about the Rugby World Cup. We've been talking about our boys and how they've been doing. That's since the rugby started, or since their first game. And we've got one person that's going to help us contextualize a couple of things right about now. All right. Now, the gentleman that we're about to speak to right now, it's a gentleman that has been there. Okay, he's been on the field. He was part of the 2015-2019 World Cup squads for the Wolvichiers, and now he's actively still part of the rugby family in Namibia, albeit the Wanderers family, boys and girls, young and old. We've got the legendary Daryl De La Harper on radio right now. Daryl! Good morning, Daryl.
Hi, man. How's it going?
It's all good this side. Good morning to you from myself and Shaquan. Daryl, where are you? Are you in Windhoek?
Yeah, I'm in Windhoek, yeah.
Okay.
Daryl, before we even get started with the conversation, say toch for Alma that you were schooling at VIS.
Yes, he is.
I just have to. He was my senior. How are you doing today, man?
Yeah, man, all good, all good.
Fantastic.
Yes.
It's not as cold as it was yesterday, hey?
Sorry?
I'm saying it's not as cold as it was yesterday.
Yes, it's the winter has creeped up on us again, eh?
Yeah, no. Look, Daryl, listen, we need to have a chat about the Wolvichiers. And I am, what can I say? I'm finding myself at a crossroad here, because we did not play the game that we expected to play against Italy, and now we've got the full blacks, the All Blacks. Waiting for us. Daryl, let's really start with that the game against Italy. Please make us understand what happened there.
Yeah, I think it was a game of two halves. Obviously, you know, it was. In a way, disappointing to see the boys not pull it through because of, you know, just what the team is made up of now. We've got 20 professional players in the squad now, and I personally thought that the starting 15 was a good side, you know, a side that could compete for 60 minutes. But I think it was kind of disappointing. But you know, nevertheless. If you're from the land of the brave, we support our boys all the way.
Absolutely.
Now, just in terms of tactics, Daryl, I've been debating with my rugby friends off air, and I've been saying, why is it that we are not utilizing on our kicking game? Because clearly, Daryl, there's no way, right now at least, we will be able to match these guys physically. Why are we not working on our kicking game, Buta?
Yes, it's in rugby you've got scoreboard pressure and you've got territory pressure, right? So it's finding that balance of getting enough territory pressure and then converting it into scoreboard pressure. But then you can't really train those things if you don't play at a high level or against a tier one nation continuously, six or seven matches. You know, I think this team only played 8 tests this year. And none of those 8 tests was against tier one nations.
That's true. That's
why obviously all our hopes are on the Uruguay game, which is a tier two nation. Although we lost against them earlier this year, but it wasn't by far, and we showed some good progress. So once again, the kicking is obviously it's a good thing. But it's finding that balance, and it's about experience, and it's about getting those reps in when it comes to game time.
So, you know, you've briefly answered the next question that I actually had, which was, why is it that our boys perform so exceptionally well, right, when they play at home, for example, just like in our league, probably even when they play against the tier two nations, for example, they perform so well. But I think briefly you've touched it. But why do you think they perform so good back at home? And once it actually gets on international platforms like this one, we struggle so much. Because the one thing that I also noticed with the game with Italy, for example, is just how we were just blocking ourselves off. We had a whole field open with wingers that were open, that were waiting, and we were literally just running into the defense. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's all about getting time under the belt, you know, that, having the continuity of the same squad, you know, week in and week out. So that's why normally when we play at home, obviously, besides that, having our people there, having our friends and family and, you know, supporters at home and playing at the Dr. Hage Gangkov Stadium, it's always electric, you know.
Mm.
So we can take people, we can take teams really to the wire there. But then going internationally and, you know, sometimes we don't always have the time or our boys playing outside of the country. Mm. They only join us late. And, you know, rugby is a 3D sport. It's not a one-dimensional sport or a single sport. You know, sometimes you're on, sometimes the weather conditions, sometimes time with the team makes a huge difference, you know. As with anything, that the time is key. And that's why this group, it's vital for us to play in them in Zanzi tournaments and stuff like that, because getting a group together and getting a, them getting more reps in. And then obviously in the future, we might have a World Cup team that's 90% local based. I mean, that's a dream, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you look at teams like Chile and Uruguay, they're all 100%, especially Chile now,
they're
all 100% locally based. South Africa, they take their guys from overseas. New Zealand is 100% local based, Ireland as well.
Now, I mean, looking at now the All Blacks game, Daryl, we were struggling to get the mere basics right against Italy. We're coming up against a world-class side here. I mean, yes, they will be without their captain, but it means nothing, literally. Coming up against the All Blacks, they are wounded. We're not getting a basics right. Protecting the ball when we go into a mall or just, you know, a scrumming. Let's put you in Alistair's position here. What do you do? What's the game plan?
What would you do when it's your time to actually be head coach of the Wilvichers? Because it's going to happen one day.
Well, facing them twice before, working with the previous coach, Phil Davies, we had a clear plan, and that is to focus on all the bits that we can control.
Yes.
Stuff like the ref or the weather, or obviously them being tier one, that's nothing we can control now. So we try to take out every bit of the game that we can take out that will help us prepare for the game we're actually targeting. Like, for instance, ruck speed, or how quick we get off the line, or how quick we get off the ground, or just completing or getting a 90% completion in the scrums in the lineups, and then, or maybe playing 70% territory pressure, getting in the right areas and then converting them, having a good conversion rate. Because in the last two World Cups, I've been involved, the 2015 and the 2019 one, we had the best conversion rate behind the All Blacks when the pool stages stopped. So meaning
incredible.
Whenever we get to the 22, we got points from it, whether it was a penalty, a drop goal, or a try.
Now, Daryl, just in our final thoughts here, who do you expect to shine this Friday night? Are we looking at Gershon Matone? Are we looking at the deputy captain himself or Onivi to maybe lead that front pack? Are we looking at Damon Stevens perhaps making a name for himself?
Yeah. Don't even forget Casper Ziegler.
Oh, Casper Ziegler.
Oh, Casper, you were so much. He was my classmate, guys. Don't forget my boy. He's laughing because he gets it.
So who do you see? You know what I mean? Just taking the initiative and reveling in this big stage, in this big moment.
I think I have to look at my captain, my fellow centre mate there, Johan Dejal. I think he's a real silent leader. He's a guy who's leading, who's really leading with action always. But then, one of my good friends, Chuwi Wanivi, he's really a guy that stepped up every time he's donned the blue jersey and put the eagle on his chest. I think, but those are the guys that we all know and, you know, people know. But I'm excited about Gershwin. He's a young guy, first World Cup. I'm excited actually about Jacques Theron as well, the guy sitting behind Damien Stevens. And Damien has been brilliant, and, you know, in the last World Cup as well. But I'm excited for Jacques. Theron as well, who's on the bench, most probably for him, maybe getting a bit more minutes. And, you know, playing against the All Blacks and facing the Hawks, I mean, not a lot of people get to do that. So I'm excited for them. But then looking at youngsters, maybe get Prince on the field again would be great.
Yeah, Prince, I've Tian, actually been waiting for him.
And Tian who's a young lock, who just signed at the Pumas for 3 years. Yeah. I think that's he's a good talent as well.
All right, cool. Okay. Daryl De La Harper, thank you so much for your time, Buta. We appreciate you. Please understand, we're going to annoy you with these rugby questions.
Yeah.
Rugby for dummies questions as the World Cup proceeds.
Cheers, brother.
All right, cool. Bye-bye. All right,
bye-bye.
The African proverb reads, if you want to go far, go together. And together we are soaring.